Hey, everybody. It's Angel Answers, and we are the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. And welcome. It is Wild Wednesday. It's April 19th, 2023. And just wanted to tell you thank you for listening in. And we have a great lineup tonight. We have Mary Hernandez, Liz Sister, Peg Jones. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your hosts tonight. So I just want to, we will go around and share our bios in a minute. But first, I'm just going to talk about our other shows. But I do want to just say welcome. Hi, ladies. Hi, angels. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Hi, Jan.
Doing good.
Flying high.
Yeah. Just
hanging
like to hear your voices. Yep. And then we get going. And so what I wanted to say was, it's quite a night. It's quite a day. We're in the solar eclipse, and the other ladies are going to be talking about that. But I just wanted to talk about how we are on Facebook in the Sacred Embers group, and you can get our bios there and check everything out all about us. And so I will go ahead and give you that website. It is, let's see here, www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And when you check out those bios, it gives you everything about what we do and all that, and you can get readings that way if you want to. You know, it's up to you. So anyway, the other shows that are going on is starting on Monday night is it's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love. They are on at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. It's a phenomenal show. I really just recommend it. Don't miss it. They're really into healing and doing a lot of healing for people. They always did, but they're really specializing into it now, and it's a beautiful show to listen to. Very uplifting. Then on Sunday is called Enter the Light, and that is headed by Lynn Bleasdale. That's at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern. And her co-hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth Dion Frio, and Linda Irwin. And it's a beautiful show. I recommend that, too. It's just really, really, really wonderful. Then there's The Lighthouse, and that is on here and there whenever they decide to put it on, and they just had it a little while ago. It was really wonderful. That's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. And then, of course, our show, Angel Answers. So there you are. We have a lineup of shows for the Sacred Embers group, and I'll just go ahead and share a little bit about myself. I'm a Jan Drake Bakke. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. I'm a psychic medium, and I do predictions. My predictions are on my website. I'm kind of a beginner at it, but I like to do it. I work at it every year. I try to put them up. So you can check them out. Let's see. I work on animal totems. The animals just come through right away for me. They just do. I don't know how this all started, but it started when I was living with my mom and taking care of her. There was an earthquake, and all of a sudden I woke up to this butterfly. And I was wide awake, and this big thing was in front of me, and I'm going, oh, my God, what is this? It was a butterfly. And it took me right over to my mom, where she was in her room, and had woken me up, and she was screaming because we were having this big earthquake here, and the whole house was shaking. So that's when it all started for me with the animals, and it never stopped after that. I started seeing them all over the place, not like that, but mostly in my mind's eye. But that was the first one I saw in a spirit realm, but I was wide awake. It was right in front of me. So anyway, that's how that went. And then, and I do poetry, and I'm trying to work with musicians, if possible, someday. That's my hope and dream. And for any other kind of venue that people may need poems for, and people do need poems, I've sent them to people having funerals and for other musical endeavors. I've had my poems used. So they can be used in a lot of different ways, and for weddings, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, so that's it for me. I'm just going to go ahead and pass it on over to Peg, Peg Jones. Hey, Peg.
Hi, I'm Peg.
Hi.
Jones. And I'm an angelic life coach, and I'm on Facebook, and I'm on LinkedIn, and my website is pegsangelicalwhispers.com, and I'm the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, and it's a book of daily meditations with a journal exercise, too. And this is the 10th year. It's going to be 10 years that it's been published in July. I'm also a channeler of angels and ascended masters. I am an angel card reader also, and I offer energy healing for others. Three different types, IET, Reiki, and something called integrated energy reset. And I also am a level one Akashic Records practitioner, and I'm also working on my light language certificate. Let's see, what else? And I have always enjoyed helping others, and now it's helping others to see the possibilities in their lives through the messages of their angels and guides, but also through energy healing and how that can also help in their life too. So, thank you.
Beautiful, Peg.
Thank you.
Hey, beautiful. Hi, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, Reiki master, ordained minister, tarot and oracle card reader. I'm also a trans channeler and a trans healer. I also do numerology readings, and I'd like to talk about the greatest benefit of a numerology reading is the gift of insight. It provides a roadmap for your life so you have an idea of where you're going and what to expect along the way. It uncovers your potential and shows you what you have the ability to achieve. It also helps with planning your future. I provide you with a forecast for the year with your reading, and it's very detailed. It also includes your karmic lessons and your karmic debts. And I am also a candle creator, and one of the healing candles I create is Mother Mary, which I've posted on my Facebook page and Instagram pages. And the Mother Mary candle is infused with love, blessings, and healing, and is scented with rose oil, and is made with soy wax, which is not harmful for your health. It comes in a beautiful blush ceramic jar with oak lid and with a wooden wick, and it comes with roses in them and also rose quartz as well. And then I also create the Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras. And besides my healing candles, I also create beautiful baskets for any occasion, especially now for Mother's Day. So put in your orders and any occasion, or single candles for purchase. You can go to my website. But mainly, like, I've been posting my actual the Mother Mary special right now on my Instagram and Facebook pages. And to book a reading with me, you can go to my website at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And I also wanted to say that I also do 15-minute readings, which are, a smaller cost. So, and I'm running a special because I'm doing a lot of pop-ups coming up the next few weeks. So my company name is spelled T-H E-E, double E, angelwithin.com. And then I'll switch it over to, I wanted to talk, is it okay that I talk about the solar eclipse, ladies, before Liz
introduces? Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So I was listening to an astrologer, Pam Gregory, which I totally love. You know, we're going through this, we're in the solar eclipse in Aries, the sign of Aries, and she was saying how powerful this solar eclipse is because we're also in a new moon. So it's both at the same time. So that's why a lot of people are feeling like a lot really tired, really off balance, and it's just more about grounding, right? So it's a powerful one. She said it's going to resonate up to, it's going to be with us up until 2024 because Pluto's in transit. And then this is like a major timeline jump. So if you're thinking about taking a leap and making major jumps in your life, this is the best time to do it. This solar eclipse is very potential, like really important for this one. You know, it's like major life jumps. It's dynamic energy, obviously, we know that. And the Aries sign is of action, and it's also initiatory. It's primal and it's fire. It's bringing a lot of great deal of change. And, you know, she was asking and telling everyone to share that everyone should make a set of intention for this big new beginning with the new moon and the solar eclipse happening today. You know, it's really, really important to do that. So, you know, set your intentions on what it is that you want to manifest. And, you know, it's just bringing out the fire. And also she said something really interesting because Aries is a sign of I am. They know who they are, right? And Aquarius is going to be a mix of Aries and Aquarius. And Aquarius is like having a clear sense of who we are and how we fit into the community and what unique gifts we can offer our communities, right? Because we're just building on like love, community, and working together. And before the show, I was talking to Peg, how beautiful, you know, I moved here. It's going to be a year in Columbus, a year since I moved here, and I've met so many amazing people, like that we all work together to promote each other, you know, and like to push each other and to help, you know, meet new people. And it's just so amazing to co-create together. There's no competition. That's just love and high vibe and just working as a team, as a community. And it feels so inviting. And I'm so happy I'm here in Ohio. You know, it's just in Columbus area. And it's just so amazing. I just wanted to say that. Anyway, so that's, and one thing to note is how have you jumped in your individuality in the past 3 years? Take a look at what you've done the past 3 years in your life since, you know, I guess that would be COVID, right? From COVID to now, what have you done in your life, you know, and see what you can improve there, you know, because this is a major time for major beginnings, you know, major jumps. And I just wanted to share that because I thought that was a beautiful message from Pam Gregory, by the way. So anyway, sorry, Liz, I took so long, but I had to share that because I had all these bullet points I wanted to talk about because I was listening to it yesterday because I love listening to her. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to share this for everyone because, you know, everybody's feeling this, right? So the people that are not awakened yet, they feel this and they think, you know, something's off. They can feel it in their body, but it's more about grounding this energy and working with the energy of the new moon and the solar eclipse and just burst out there, start creating, show love to everyone. You know, it's just so so amazing when we do that. When we work as a community, we give each other love, support, everything. So I just had to share that, and that was my little excerpt. So I'll send it to you, Liz. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Mary, for sharing that. And it was beautiful, and I'm glad you did, because actually, as you were saying there, you know, I have some bullet points also to share about today and the energy, but, you know, as you were saying, though, think about what you've done in the last 3 years, and I'm like, holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we started this radio show in the last 3 years. I became a business owner in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, these are, you know, as I'm reflecting on that, I'm like, I've done a lot. Because sometimes we don't think about what we have accomplished. We're so worried about the current goal we're working on, and we think we haven't gotten there. We forget about the things that we have done. Not that I forgot that I've done them, but I forgot that they were, at one time, they were goals to achieve. And, hey, I did get them, so I know I can do it. And so I can do it again. All of us can, right? So I'll introduce myself first. I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive empath, and I am from upstate New York, where I own a holistic center called River Maven. And I use that center as a healing space. I am a Reiki practitioner, as well as a certified sound healer. I do spiritual counseling, coach meditation. We lead a lot of group meditations here, and workshops. Of all different kinds of things. I always say I'm a spiritual guru, because I know a little bit about a lot of things, because I love these little workshops where people come and tell you about the things that they're really into. So you get to learn a little bit about all these things. We're looking forward here to some a journaling journey workshop that's coming up, and a shaman workshop. So that's exciting. And another archangel class. So that'll be some good stuff we have coming here as the weather warms up. But I make a card reader. I do channel messages once in a while. I don't usually put that as a thing, but I have been doing it more and more on the show. So I feel I need to say that now. And the one thing that I do offer every week on my Facebook page at River Maven 77 is my Tuesday night crystal singing bowl meditation at 7:00 Eastern time. I've been doing that the last 3 years as well. So, and because of that, I have all these new sound toys, and I usually bring one to the show. So I have tonight another one of my Koshi chimes. I had shared them. I wasn't here last week, but the 2 weeks prior to that, I had shared one. They're a set of four. And we have heard water and earth so far. So tonight, how perfect for the Aries new moon, I brought fire.
Neat.
So I thought I'd ring this, and when I'm done, I'll share a little story about when we first played this here, and I want your reactions as well, so I'm not going to tell it before. But let's get grounded, because that is big to do with the energy of the new moon and the solar eclipse, is remembering to stay grounded, because it is a crazy, chaotic energy that's all over the place. So let's take a nice, big, deep breath in together through our nose, filling up our chest and our bellies full of air, and then letting them out nice and slow through our mouth so we got nothing left in us. And when you get all that air out, take another deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up again and letting it out through your mouth nice and slow. There's nothing left. And then one more big, deep breath in as you focus in on the sound of the fire chime.
Wow.
So when I first got these and rang them, my whole family, we said, that's not what I expected fire to sound like. So I want to know what you got, what you ladies thought when you first heard it. Was that your what you thought fire would be?
Well, shall I go?
Yeah, sure.
I saw immediately like green turquoise, dragonflies, and then it went into hearts, green turquoise hearts. And the hearts were like penetrating and like coming off of like one major heart and then lots of like echoes of that heart going off into the air. It was just spectacular.
Oh,
that's, I mean, that's how powerful that.
Visualization,
I mean, just from that. What's that?
You're the best visualization, Jean.
I don't know. I think that, you know, I listened to the show last night, too, and that was so incredible, this, your bells. But these are, like, really your bowls last night. Bowls and bells, I think. But this is so unusual what these do, you know.
Yeah.
What these do. I love these,
they're very
too.
So.
That was beautiful, Liz. Wow. I felt that everywhere. And they sound so beautiful. I feel like I'm outdoors just experiencing everything. And I saw rainbows.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah. I love the rainbows.
That's nice. Springtime. Rainbows are a good sign.
Yeah. They are. I've been seeing that a lot in my pictures, like the pictures I take for the Mother Mary candles, which I'm going to post in a few minutes again. So that's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I like the sound. I wanted to dance to it.
Yeah.
Here's my body.
Like, they're so cute. Like, Because one chime has all these sounds within it, they're so unique because they do sound like someone is just dancing around in there. And I felt the same way before too, Peg.
Wanted to move my body.
That's what we all need, right?
Yeah.
That energy. That wants the energy out of us. So I just was going to touch on the new moon and solar eclipse as well. Mary, I loved what you had shared about Pam Gregory, and I'm going to go and look for her talk. But I saw a couple posts yesterday that said to me, I need to make sure I share this with other people because they need to know what's going on. I said last night at Singing Bowls, you know, maybe you don't follow astrology and all that stuff and whatever, but if you're aware of what could be coming up and know that, hey, when these situations arise or these feelings arise, it's because of what's happening, take a breath, step back. I think that helps me, you know. I'm not always perfect with all this stuff, but at least I can go, oh, wait a minute. I got to pause. I got to give everybody a little bit more leeway because we're all in this wonky energy together. Have a little more patience. So I agree that I said, everyone needs to know this. So like you said, Mary, it's a big, big energy time, a fast forward. It's a time to take a leap of faith, dream huge. I always say that usually anyway to anyone when you're making your manifestation. But follow your passions, like you said, Mary. You know, get on those things that you love doing.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be, you know, they're going to be successful. It's going to be the right time. You're going to feel a boost in your confidence. You're going to focus on long-term changes for self-empowerment. This is the time to do that. So, you know, new moons are about making our plans, right? In the dark, we secretly make our plans that we're not going to share with anyone and put them out to the universe. And this is the time to write the things that you need a little bit more help with, you know. What do you need to work on that will make you a better you? Be assertive, you know. When you feel you have something to say, share it. This is the time. Endings happen so new beginnings can occur. So remember that when things end, it's because it's part of the natural cycle. And questions to ask yourself is, where are you not being true to your authentic self, right? Like, where are we not being who we truly are? Where are we faking it? And the stuff from this new moon is sending energetic ripples out into the universe that will last for the next 6 months. So it's incredibly powerful, the new moon. With the eclipse,
wow,
heading the solar eclipse in, I just had read to be prepared for unpredictable and unexpected events and transformations that could temporarily feel chaotic and uncertain. Expect chance encounters, plot twists, magical possibilities, and magnificent opportunities far beyond the imagination. I just loved that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So there was so much, like between the magical possibilities and the magnificent opportunities that were far beyond your belief. Like, I was like, holy cow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
And it said, be prepared for an abrupt reset, rebirth, and reboot. So, you know, be prepared for a quick change in your life and be okay with it. You know, just, this is that time to flow. It said, this is the other thing. This energy is uprooting the weeds and destroying worn-out bridges, ensuring that we never return to the harmful dynamics that brought out our worst qualities or made us feel inferior, low, or unworthy. So we're going to get rid of those self-doubt feelings. You know, this is the time to let those go and know that we're worthy of everything out there that we've ever wanted and far more. And no matter how dramatic this energy shift feels, remember that it's in alignment with your highest good. So, and then trust the process, stay hydrated and grounded. And this energy is going to last through the 23rd of April. So we have a week of it. Breathe deep.
Yes. Totally agree.
So, you know, a lot of what you said, Mary, wow, was, you know, just a reminder again of how potent and powerful this is going to be. And remember that when you're dealing with other people, right? I mean, we're aware, conscious, even if we don't remember it in the moment. But, you know, other people aren't always conscious of it, and they don't always realize, and they're having a far tougher time than us. So give grace.
That's amazing, Liz.
That is amazing.
And I know we've been sharing that we've all been feeling it already for a few days, you know. New moon energy and the eclipse energy is always before and after the event. The 19th to the 20th is actually the new moon. So, you know, here we are on the, you know, precipice of the big event. So forgive us this evening, callers, if we have a little wonky energy with us. But I think it's time to help to bring us together as usual. So I will, are you doing poems next, Jan, or is Peg sharing something before we start?
I was going to read tomorrow's message.
Oh, great.
Oh, good.
At some point for my book, but that's it.
Okay.
Well, I can do poems after or before, whatever you want, Peg.
Go ahead, Jan.
You go now.
You
okay.
Go.
Yeah. Okay. Before that, I had forgotten to say something, and I just want to say it real fast. I was supposed to share a disclaimer that Peg had formulated for us, and it's a good idea. And it goes, we don't read for people in their lives. We only will share insights for an insight about the caller. So that's for the callers. We just want to make sure that We have a clear understanding of what we're doing. We're just really mostly giving insights, you know what I mean? And I think that's what it was. Isn't that right, Peg?
Yeah, I mean, we can help you to help the person, but we can't really read for the person, you know, so we can help you to help that person maybe to give suggestions or insights, but we can't really read the person or, you know, tell you the future about that person, you know, tell them, oh, yes,
right.
Whatever, you know. Like we can't read that person's mind or intention because we don't know, and we don't have their permission either. So
exactly,
it's just, you know, it's helping you to maybe communicate with the person and to, you know, and to help them or whatever, you know. You know, like making suggestions or whatever. Yeah,
that's just perfect. Thank you, Peg. That's what we wanted to get across, and I appreciate you clearing that up. So, okay, I will just go ahead and start with these. And this one goes, this refuge, and it goes, we stand as a refuge of our clarity, of our compassion, our freedom, of our passion. We refuse anything that may weaken us, devour us, play us, as boundaries are a plus. We remain in our hearts, our integrity, our wise discernment, as this refuge is plenty. And this one goes, a few words of peace. A few words of peace is like a slice of heaven to your ears to shake off that psychic attack that brought you to tears. A few words of peace is like a massage for the mind, the soul, the heart that rids itself of fears. It's better to be kind. A few words of peace is like a kiss that saturates the senses and lets down barriers and many defenses. A few words of peace is truly peace for you and for me. And this one is called Peace for Us. Peace for us, our country, we protest views, their views, our views, we, you, me, us. We are in peace. Can we be in peace for us? And this one's called Possibilities. In this light, my face shines and I can see the possibilities. And for that, I am grateful. In this light, I can move with ease and I can touch the world with grace to let go of anything hateful. And this one is called Underneath the Stars. This is my brother Bruce's birthday month, so I'm reading a few of his poems that I wrote for him. As I lie awake underneath the stars, my broken heart is reminded of the music we gave each other. Those alive, angry, joyous, mixed up, heartbreaking, healing, and life-changing days, drinking each other's words. I loved his colors of every hue. He was my brother. The wind breezes through my being, and I look to the black in the sky. The universe is beckoning me to live here still. I ponder this and ask why. Archangel Michael's sword is penetrating his grace upon he and I. There is no more wicked. There are no more reasons for hurt as he told me goodbye. He had called a few days before he died, not knowing he was leaving. I am touched by the sword now, and I will immerse myself in water, drenched as I cry. And this is a second one for him called Breathe With Me. Breathe with me. I can sense your air. Your breeze is free. Our love was rare. I will seize this feeling, my eyes with a tear, this change in which you are dealing in your new atmosphere. And this one's called Contortion Delight. Never-ending stretches of imagination, graceful in the dark and light, touching the heart of one's hyperextended emotions, allowing limberness to unbend one's tight mind, while reaching into new poses of contortion delight. And this is called God's Colors. God's Colors opens our heart to many new hearts open to start over. God's colors opens our hearts to many new destinations for our future in our life, opening to change, to healing, to abundance, to newness, and to less strife. And this is for my cousin Becky, because she had died this day too. Actually, my brother hadn't died today. It's his birthday month, but Becky died this this month. It's called To Becky Into Eternity. The heart of a loved one never leaves us from this life into the next. Her graciousness to me and all of her beloveds, her death left us sad and perplexed. With love and laughter, her beautiful spirit galloped a magnificent journey. We will miss her greatly as she rides into eternity. She was a horse rider. She showed horses. And this one's called Friends Are. Friends are jewels, diamonds that shine rays of love and solidarity, trust, transparency, of sparkles, of colors, of every spectrum of the rainbow. They are butterflies of light that give us wings of vibrancy and continuing life. And this one's called We Hold. Our hands hold each other's light so subtly, so powerfully. Take care of each hand we hold, genuinely, as the connection multiplies in trust, strength, peace, and miracles. And this one's called, the last one, Peace Vibes. Be the peace and stop the chaos. And there you go. That's that. Four poems, my poems today.
Oh, beautiful, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, well, so we have a long list of callers here, ladies. I'm sorry, was someone?
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's beautiful. Oh. I love when they're they're patiently waiting for us to give them readings.
And I know. They're probably like, shut up.
Wow. You know,
I know they're not, because they enjoy hearing it.
Yeah. Yes.
I was going to say, I know they enjoy hearing it. They always tell us that they needed to hear what we say. So I know that, you know, and these messages are for everyone, you know, if it's, we're never alone. We're never suffering alone. There's always other people going through the same things we are. And that's why it's important to share, because if you don't, how will they know? How will we know? How would we know if we didn't ever, you know, talk to anyone else or listen to their story? So, you know, that's what we're here for. So if we're ready, we'll get right to it, I guess, and see how many we can get through.
Sure. Go for it.
All right.
Was Peg going to say something? Peg, were you going to
share
something out of your...
You know, I was going to share tomorrow's message, but...
oh, yes.
That's
Sorry, Peg. No, go ahead.
Okay.
I forgot. I didn't forget. I knew you were going to, and then I forgot you hadn't gone.
Oh, okay. No problem. So this is for tomorrow. Okay. Dear angels, what messages do you have for us today? Healing and colors go together, no doubt about it. The colors each have different meanings and are paired with a chakra. The chakras are energy centers in your body. Each chakra has a specific color associated with it. There are also different shades of each color, such as deeper or lighter shades of particular colors corresponding with each chakra. Sometimes there can be two or three shades of a color swirled together in a chakra. When healing yourself or giving healing to others, we, your angels, help you with the healing. Imagine there are long ribbons of color or maybe swirls of moving color. We can help you to know what colors are needed. They are used for calming and relaxing and also to guide you in going where healing is needed most. Don't be afraid to use color when doing a healing or when sending a healing. There are so many different ways of healing that we know you are aware of. Another way for healing is healing with stones or crystals, and they come in different colors and can be paired with a chakra. The crystals have different meanings and healing properties. So, and then the general exercise is just what types of healing interest you, what types of healing have you experienced yourself, what types of healing do you want to learn or use on others or to experience yourself. Think about it and journal about it. So it's just a little bit about healing and colors. And I do use colors a lot when I do my healing. And I've also offered short healing reading, too, just about colors. So that's it.
Beautiful, okay.
Great.
I'm done.
Thank you.
I was going to say, it's funny, on Friday, my friend Christina and I, we teach a chakra workshop, and we talk all about that, you know, how, if you know, how you're, when your chakras are off, you can wear that color to, you know, get yourself back in alignment. If you know, you know, once you become aware of that energy and you know when you're feeling off balance, you can wear that color to try to get yourself, you know, that chakra flowing more, and, you know, have crystals that are that color. You know, I do a lot of that myself, you know, because
I do too.
And I'm sure you ladies do also, but you're self-aware.
Yeah, I have
all
blue on
too. You know, when you don't feel right, you're like, I have blue on too.
So I can use
turquoise. So do I. I have turquoise on. Turquoise and blue.
I love turquoise.
Oh my
gosh. My favorite.
We should all
Me
take
too.
A picture because it sounds like we're wearing the same color.
Wow. Neat.
That's so funny. But, you know, we're so able to heal ourselves. We don't really need to look without, you know, outside of ourselves. I mean, we should ask questions, absolutely, and ask others their experience. But, you know, when you're tuned into your body and you listen, you know what you need. You know when you're tired. You know when you're hungry. You know, when you need to move. So, you know, it's all about listening. And you know, when I talk to people about learning meditation, I'd say, you know, start with 10 minutes a day, because people are scared of meditation. They think you have to go sit for hours and hours, right, like they do in ashrams and like monks. You can start with 10 minutes. 10 minutes of just quiet, just trying to, you know, quiet your thoughts. And I always share that it took me a year and a half to be able to quiet my thoughts. Like, I have a busy brain. It's hard to get this quiet down, and I can finally, you know, turn it off when I want to, but it was a year and a half, because people think it'll come instantly, that you can just do it. You can't.
No.
So, you know, but once you do that 10 minutes, I always say do 10 minutes and start with a body scan. Start at your toes and just, you know, bring your awareness to every part of your body, from your toes all the way to the top of your head. And do you feel any discomfort? Do you feel anything that's bothering you? You can determine what's wrong with you, where you feel off, what you need, you know, and the more and more you do it, the better and better you get at it. So, you know, we're so able to heal ourselves. We're such powerful individuals ourselves to do that. So
definitely.
Yes.
I guess I got off on a tangent, but apparently I needed to share that.
Yeah, it's about remembering too who we truly are, which we are all made out of, from love, and, you know, sharing that love out to everyone. I keep saying love because that's all that we should be focusing on now. It's self-love, giving out love to everyone, you know, and I know I sound like a broken record, but I can't reiterate it enough to be in the space of love, be in your heart space. I keep posting those messages about being in your heart space, because it's every guru that I'm listening to, and Shivananda is one of them. He's the avatar of love that I talked about last week. He spoke about that too, being in your heart space, you know. We're all magical beings. It's just we need to remember who we really are. We can heal ourselves. We're all healers. We're all light workers. It's just the environment helped us forget, you know, like what we've been through. But we're all magical beings, you know, a spiritual being here, you know. So, yeah. Well, I bet we should get to our callers, but we could go on and on and talking about this, because it's so beautiful, right?
But
it is.
And apparently it'll probably come up again tonight. So I'm sure we'll be sharing it again with a caller, it sounds like. So
good.
So, all right, we'll grab our first one there. All right. Area code 612, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes. Hi, ladies. My name is Constance.
Hi, Constance.
Hey, you guys.
How are you?
Beautiful messages. Oh, I just love your introductions, and Jan's poems are just so uplifting, and all you know, your positivity just lifts me up when I feel had a bad day. And so I was.
Well, you sound positive, Constance, today, I have to say.
Well, not earlier in the day. I was, you know, it started out day, but, you know, when you listen to all these positive things, then it rubs off. You know, so thank you for making me feel better. You know?
Oh, you're welcome.
So, I had some news this morning that was disturbing. I don't believe it to be true necessarily, but I had been ill recently, and then I wasn't able to do my exercises for my feet and ankle surgery that I'd had in November. And then the PT person came and said, you know, you're never going to walk again, you know. And I said, no, you're wrong. You know, and of course, someone like that should never say something like that. I think it's inappropriate, but it made me really upset. And so then I just sort of meandered through my day and said, well, no, it's temporary. It's temporary, and you know, and I will walk. It may be slower, but and then I discovered that because I'd had a different life before I got so sick with COVID, this is my new normal, and it's very hard to accept certain things when my old normal was pretty wonderful and missing people that I've left this earth and dreaming about them a lot, very, very vividly, especially my mother, who was a nurse. But anyways, I just having a lot of thoughts about what I'm supposed to be doing next, and I have some clues, but not all, but I have to learn how to walk better on my own first before I can really go forward. And it's just taken a slight delay. I'll put it that way, delay.
Yeah.
And that
that's
was
all it is, Constance. It's just a delay. That's
yeah.
What it is. It's just a delay. And it's like you were going really, really well, really, and going kind of fast there, too. And then it's just a little step backward. That's all it is. And then you're going to get right back on again. You are. You're going to, you know, this is, like you said, it's a delay. And I've heard my guides say that you're going to, this is not true. You are going to walk again. And you are going to get better. That's what I'm hearing over and over. And
mm-hmm.
So... That's what I believe. I mean, that's the messages I'm getting, and I'm seeing a white owl. It's like a really white owl. I'm trying to look up white owl.
That's the owls that are like in Alaska. They're just incredible, and they might be in my state too, which is Minnesota. Yeah, they're very rare. They're almost albino. They live in the north. They live in the north woods mostly. In the cold environment.
Okay.
And
that's
I think
right.
that they're white to camouflage themselves against the snow.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And they are, they have, it says right here, they have a kind of prophetic instinct, and they have the power of prophecy and spirit. And we know that about owl anyway. And they are... A skillful bird, and are they survive? They're of survival. Survival. They survive, and that's
mm-hmm.
of course that because you are. You are going to survive this thing that you're going through, and so I'm glad to hear that from this owl. That's probably why I'm seeing that the color, this particular one. And let's see what else it says. Anything more? It will usually, let's see, it's just talking about how it eats.
It's a beautiful owl.
Anyway.
If you look at the photograph of the owl, it's a beautiful owl.
Well,
and
anyway,
the wingspan is like 6 feet. The wingspan is
What's
like
that?
6 feet long. The wingspan of this owl is like 6
wow.
feet 10. This
That's
owl
amazing.
Soars, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got that particular owl because I think that is a good representation for you, and I want you to hold on to that and to feel confident in that you are going to get over this little setback. And the owl also says meditate when you can for a few minutes each evening, just like what Liz was saying. You know, you don't have to do much, just a few minutes. And let yourself observe and see the signs. And if you're facing a difficult situation, OWL is there to help you with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a finely tuned awareness and sensitivity to others. It's one of your greatest gifts to be able to see the future. So, and you're able to contact the spirit world. So anyway, that, be patient. And it says for the snowy owl, be patient. And this is a time when you'll know in advance what's needed and you'll be able to manifest it quickly. So I think you will manifest all this very quickly. This little setback, I think it's just going to come, you're going to come right out of it. So I want you to have faith in that and think positively and know that you are going to, because that's what I'm being told that you are anyway. So I hope that,
you know, Jan,
gonna,
you know how much I adore you. Your poems are just so beautiful.
Aww.
It is so right on.
Thank you.
Spot on. You know, it is so beautiful.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Thank you, Constance. So listen, I'm going to send you right over to Peg, I believe, and hang in there.
Thanks. Thanks, sweetheart.
Hi, Constance.
You're welcome.
Hi, Peg.
This is Peg. And first thing I'm hearing is mindfulness. And the mindfulness card came up, you know, because I'm hearing, you know, to this, despite what you had been given from your doctor, I'm hearing, you know, to just remain, you know, in your heart, you know, try not to worry. And as Jan was talking, you know, to speak to the spirit world, and the two angels that came up for me were Archangel Jeremiah and Archangel Raphael, you know, and just, you know, ask for their healing energy, and to just, you know, just to try to remain as calm as possible, you know, to listen to calming music, to, you know, just to be in that space of, you know, I'm not going to give up, you know, and I'm also hearing to maybe, if you really feel that you might want a second opinion too, just to get someone else's opinion who's a physician, and to just see what they have to say too. But I'm going to read a little bit about mindfulness from the Energy and Spirit deck. And the card is, there's a woman, her eyes are closed, and the wording is peaceful presence, quiet mind, you know, not to get too, you know, not to get too discouraged, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Okay. And so I'm just going to read, and then there's an affirmation for you too. So within you is a peaceful place, a quiet space where nothing is troubling or worrisome.
It is where your personal self connects with the truth and awareness of your soul. There is nothing to solve, nothing to predict, nothing to think about. In fact, to attain this peaceful presence, thoughts are not required. The practice of mindfulness calls for you to let go of thinking, let go of striving, and choose to be peacefully present without judgment or analysis. Your soul is truly powerful cosmic energy, perhaps the greatest power you possess. When you release your personal striving and worry, you automatically move into the vibrant, receptive state of trust and peace. This card is telling you that now is the time, the only time, to choose peace. Let go of judgment, worry, and the need to control. Then take a deep breath and choose to live in your trusting heart. The pervasive peace will bring profound happiness and radiate an absolutely irresistible vibration. And the affirmation is, I quiet my mind, let go of all concerns, and breathe deeply. I live in the tranquil space of eternal trust and surrender. So,
well, that's so beautiful.
It is. It really is beautiful. And, you know, and this is the time now with the eclipse and everything, you know, to set your intention that you're going to get the answers you want. And you will. So I really wish you a lot of luck and you know, there's other ways, you know, things you can do too. And you know, so I wish you a lot of luck.
Well, thank you, my dear. That
was beautiful. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hi, Constance. It's Mary.
Mary's next.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
How are you enjoying Ohio?
Oh, I'm loving it. Although this weather here, it's like one day is 80 degrees, the next day is 30. So.
Yes, well, I'm kind of next door to you doing the same thing.
Yes. I try to stay only on weather related, nothing
else.
Yeah,
exactly.
But the first thing I heard from you, Constance, was that it was a test to see if you stay in the vibration of love, in the vibration of healing, right? Because you're going through this healing process, and it's just a reminder to stay in that vibration of, you know, of growing, of what it is that you're envisioning for yourself, right? So think about what your desires are, right? You wish to, you not wish, right? Well, let's not say wish, because that means you have a lack of. It's I am walking,
right.
I am healed, you know,
right.
I am ballerina, you know, all those things, just focusing on those, because I don't know, you probably weren't on last week. I was hit, my car was hit minor, but it was scratched, my bumper, and really quickly I'll say the story. And I was really, really upset, and it was just a test. I kept hearing, actually one of my friends, another light worker I spoke to, she said, you know, this is a test, right? And I'm like, oh, it is. And I was so upset. And I was like, oh my gosh, please forgive me. I forgive him for hitting my car and leaving. And, you know, and then everything, just because I did that, everything opened up. You know, it was just, I needed, that was a test. And I keep hearing that for you. It's a test to see if you stay in the zone of love, of growing, of walking again. And I mean, I feel like everybody's going through a test right now. You know, my test was that, to see if I would pursue, you know, going after him, and he needs to pay. That was what I was thinking about, but then I did something else. Then my guides were like, no, you know, just send it love and it's okay. And then the next day I looked at my car and I barely saw the scratch. I was like, where is it? I'm like, angels, you guys are playing tricks on me. So anyway, it's just, you know, again, staying in the vibration of love. And that's what I did. I was like, I got you. I got the message loud and clear. But again, it's nice to have those light worker friends, you know, and friends are soul family, soul sisters, and help each other, because I didn't see what was happening. I was just like, he needs to pay for my bumper. It wasn't like, again, I can see love even on my screen. There's love. That's the first letter I saw, the word. And this card that I pulled for you from the Keepers of the Light is Hilarion, and he's the divine healer. So it says, honor your sensitivity and retreat to recharge and heal your light. Your light can support others. And I feel that your light, once you get in it and stay in it, right, it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. You're going to help so many people. I see it. I mean, and obviously we've said it many times that you're going to walk again. And then the message is, to say the world can seem overwhelming to you, and it's okay to retreat to a safe space every now and then to cleanse and recharge your energy. You may feel called to serve others or share your healing with them, but please ensure you are filled up with life, love, and energy first, so that you are not sacrificing your own development for others. You are surrounded by the healing light of Hilarion and the healing angels at this time, so that you can recharge and feel whole. So, you know, he is a spiritual master and also a healer. And, you know, he does amazing work, and he also has green on. So it's beautiful, right? Because that's also Archangel Raphael, whom I told many people, including you, to work with when, you know, there's things going on with you that you need healing with, whether it's the heart or our bodies or mind, body, and soul together. And another one to call upon is Padre Pio as well. He's an amazing healer. He's one of my guides, my healing guides. When I do healing, he's one of the healers that comes through with Mother Mary. So that's beautiful. And then I picked the affirmation card for you, and it says, I am a gift. It says, I am a gift to the world. When I lead with kindness and love, I create a ripple effect that benefits more people than I'll ever know. My presence, my knowledge, and my passion contribute to the greater good of the world. I am a gift. So that is your message, Constance, and I hope that really helps. And I'll switch you over
so beautiful.
To Liz. Thank you for calling,
that's
Constance.
Beautiful.
How beautiful.
Oh, that's your beautiful,
better.
Ladies.
You still have Liz, Constance.
Hi, Constance. It's Liz. Beautiful.
Hi,
ladies.
Liz.
From all the
how
other
are you
ladies
here?
So far. I'm well. I'm so glad to hear that you're doing well. And, you know, the first thing when you started to talk about your physical therapist is, you know, they say this to you all the time in your spiritual journey is, don't worry about the direction as long as there's movement. So, you
right.
know, when we're going forward, it feels great. But you know what? There's always setbacks. There's always times when we have to pause. There's always times, you know, where we have to rest for whatever reason. So don't get discouraged. You're still moving. You didn't stay still. Mm-hmm. You're making progress.
Oh, no.
And I also feel like maybe the physical therapist is trying to poke the bear a little bit. Because you're not a person that's going to take that standing down or sitting down. You're not going to allow someone to tell you that you're never going to walk again. You haven't accepted that since the beginning. You haven't wanted to accept that, and you're not going to. And you're going to
show
exactly.
You know what he said to me? I'll have to tell you this. I was a couple weeks ago because I didn't see him for 2 weeks. And he said to me,
you know, I never have worked with a dancer before. And I go, really, in all these years? And he, but he's young. And, you know, and I said, but, you know, I'm older, so, yeah, okay. He goes, every time I come here, you blow me away. I go, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean blow you away? And he goes, nobody does what you do. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, I work with just, like, regular people who can't even, like, stand up. And you, like, are doing pivots and whatever. And I said, well, aren't you supposed to be doing that? You know, I said, you know, and Jan can attest to that. You know, she knows what I'm talking about. And I mm-hmm. said, so, but then I hadn't seen them for a couple of weeks. And I guess the setback was trying to, like, push me. And I still did the work today. It's just that he upset me
yeah.
with his demeanor. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't
do it. You know, I mean, we shared about the energy. And so he, too, may be in the – he might have been having an off day, you know. You know, I mean, two things I always find constant. Women, right? Women have stronger willpower than anyone, I think, to do something. When we put our mind to something, we're going to do it. And people that have been in a, like an athletic or a dance, dance is an athletic thing, really. You know, you've trained to do this. You've worked hard. You're people that have worked to be the best at what you do or compete mm-hmm. to be the best at what you do, you know? So you have a drive mm-hmm. and a perseverance that's going to get you through things like this. And that's mm-hmm. why you do more than other people too, because because you're stronger, no doubt. I mean, you dance so long, there's no doubt that you're much stronger than most people your age, I'm sure. And, you know, you have a work ethic that has been instilled in you because that was your life for so long. It makes complete sense that you would excel at getting better and that you would be strong enough to, you know, many times I deal with a lot of elderly people where I work, and it's funny to me when I see people, my grandmother's 86 and she still drives. Mm-hmm. She's still very coherent. She, you know,
wow.
She gets around. She does stuff every single day. She's moving, right? And then I see people that come in that are 67, and they look twice as old as she does because they're not doing anything.
You know? I have to tell you what, I just remember what he wanted me to sing the Sugar Plum Fairy, the variation, you know. From Tchaikovsky, it's a Nutcracker. And then I started,
mm-hmm.
I showed him the steps with my hands. And he goes, what are you doing? And I go, well, this is how they'd show you in a rehearsal. They do it with their hands. And then you pick it up, and then you just do it. And he goes, so you're, this is the Sugar Plum Fairy with your hands? And I go, yeah. You know, so he was like, oh. So that's how it works in a ballet class, in a ballet company. And they go, yeah, when you're the Sugar Plum Fairy, that's how it works. You know, and I was.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
But it was so funny that his reaction was like, what did you do with your hands? I go, dancing.
That's so cute.
It's funny. Dancing with my hands.
So,
I'm showing you the choreography with my hands.
Yes. Yeah. I did pull you two cards, though, Constance. The first one is from the Energy and Spirit Oracle by Sandra Ann Taylor, and I just thought it was so beautiful. It's Archangel Raziel, and it's number 10, and it says Wisdom, Inspiration, and Akashic Records. So the number 10 is always about things coming to an end, a completion, right? So I feel for you, this is an end. This is an end of a cycle, which is you know, being so ill for so long. We know that's coming to an end. We know that you've worked hard. And as soon as you begin working again on your physical therapy, you'll be right back there to where you were just a couple weeks ago in no time. But this is also going to be the end of a karmic cycle as well that you've been that's been part of your life that has been from like a past life too. So you're
right.
Shedding two things here. So just hold tight. It's almost over.
that's like hang on to the tree.
Yeah.
Hang on to that tree flowing.
Yep. Anything that comes up that is leaving your life, allow it to go with grace. You know, just say, okay. And know that its time has served you and it's time to move on. That's all. It was here for what it needed to be here for. Don't allow any of that stuff to pull you down. That's all. The next card I pulled was from my mentor. Michelle just came out with a new card deck, and on it was, and I had to pull for you, are these little ballerinas and purple tutus on the back of the card. But the card I pulled out is number 92, and it is Revise to Rise. And I said, oh, my gosh, how beautiful. So it's just, you know, that little setback you had today because of your PT's, you know, unkind words for whatever reason that he may have had, you just need to flip that script and say, no, I will walk again, and you'll see. And remind yourself of that. Revise the manuscript. Revise the script that's running through your mind. Because you have the power,
right.
Constance. You know you're going to walk again. We know you're going to dance again. And
yes, I will. I know I will. It's just, you know, it's just that when you don't feel well, normally I would just take it in my stride. But, you know, he made me cry. I mean, it was just like, and I wasn't expecting that because I just don't cry very easily. But, you know, it was just seemed to be so like, what are you talking about? You know, I mean, you can't be right, you know. So, yeah, I'm glad that this all these affirmations from all you beautiful ladies are, you know, reinforcing what I was thinking about all day long, going, no, it just, this isn't true. This is not right. No,
and I'm sure you were already discouraged because you weren't where you were 2 weeks ago either, right? You were probably heartbroken yourself because you knew where you were. So, you know,
well,
you didn't need somebody
else. Well, he put on those awful army boots. He put on those awful army boots that weigh like 50 pounds, the cam boots, you know? When I came out from the hospital, they weigh a ton. And then I'm supposed to, like, swing my legs off my bed and stand up. And I thought to him, okay, this must be joking, but okay, I'll do this. You know, but they're so heavy. And then he goes, come on, just come on. And I'm like, yeah. And I just grab onto my walker and hand out here for dear life. You know, but it was just like that if they, you know, the boots themselves are just so cumbersome. You feel like you're going into a war zone with when you're wearing them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they don't feel particularly comfy either. They're very painful to wear.
I'm sure.
They're not like veteran
slippers.
They don't
sound like a treat.
Put it that way.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't sound like a treat.
But no,
I'm glad we could shift your attitude for you this evening, Constance, and your outlook, and bring some smiles to you. We love to hear from you, and we can't wait to hear how you continue to make out on your journey as well. So we thank you for calling us.
They want a photograph of me. Jan knows who they are. Of actually walking with my walker. And I said, really? Okay. Yeah, we'll be doing that, but not right away, you know, but because it's been such a long journey. And there's many people that have just really lifted me up and just believed in me, and I've been so blessed by that. And you ladies are just all so special. So thank you for all of your good words and kind prayers and always thinking the very, very best and putting it out there for everybody that calls in, that you get, you know, show so much compassion and empathy and and love and kindness. It's so very rare. You have no idea how rare you are.
Oh, well, we just come here to share the light, Constance, and we're happy that we were able to share it with you. So
thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome. Continue to keep your spirits up. Continue to work hard. We know you're going to make it, and we look forward to the next time we hear from you.
Okay, lots of love, ladies. And as I have this thing that one of my supervisors of my team of workers, she always says, spark on. You know, sparkle on.
Perfect.
Sparkle on. You know,
you
sparkle on.
Gotcha. You, Constance.
Okay, God bless you all.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Evening.
Thank you. God bless.
Sparkle on, Bluebell.
Best wishes, Constance.
Oh, gosh, what
that
a way
wonderful.
She has come. You know, I hope she looks at her last 3 years and what she has done, because she has done marvelous things. She really has it. What an unbelievable journey for her, and she's doing so well.
Yeah.
Really.
She really is.
So it's so good to hear from her.
Beautiful messages for her, too. I hope she listens to this again, because they were just so beautiful, everyone. Everyone. Oh, man.
Yeah, and I'm going to post the card in the Sacred Embers page, too, so she can see it with the ballerina on it. She'll love it. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, are we ready for our next caller, ladies?
Yeah, we have a lot of callers.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
We do. We are so filled up. Wow.
We are. Area code 703, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, it's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I actually called you about a month ago about my son's wedding. I don't know if you remember, but the wedding was this past Saturday. So it was a nice event, but at the end of the day, I was still disappointed that I didn't get to help plan it. And I was talking to, I guess, now Christine, my new daughter-in-law, I guess her cousin, and I was just saying, you know, how I was kind of still disappointed, and apparently she went back and told her what I said, so... Do you think that this is going to, you know, blow up in my face, or it will just kind of, you know, work itself out?
About what you said to somebody about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basically.
And
I mean, I'm not going to apologize
for
what I said.
No. Let's see. I missed it. You said it to a friend, and the friend said it to
so
you.
So I was talking to her cousin. I was talking to her cousin who lives in Texas, and I was basically saying, you know, how I was the wedding was great, but I was still disappointed. I didn't get to help plan any of it. It was all my son's stepmom got to plan all of it, and I got to plan none of it.
Yeah.
So I was, I mean, that's basically all I really said. But she apparently went back to Christine and told her what I said.
Okay. Well, that's her problem. I mean, you said what you felt, and you have a right to that, you know, and it made you feel badly that you didn't get to, and I don't think it's going to turn out to be any heavy thing, you know what I mean? I think she's just going to go, oh, wow, you know, she's just going to think, wow, maybe I should have asked to have her help, you know, and I don't think she's going to take it. The feeling I'm getting is that I don't think she's going to take it really hard, you know. I think she's going to feel like, oh, wow, I should have asked her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I don't think she's going to hold it against you. She's just going to feel like, oh, shoot, I should have asked her. So, you know, just I don't think of it, you know, too harshly on her or for you. She may apologize somewhere along the line, too.
I hope so. I just don't want to put a rift between my kid and I, my son and I. We've already have a rift, so I don't want to add another thing to it.
Yeah, I would just kind of just downplay the whole thing and don't even mention that again. It will. And what I was seeing was the koala bear, but I can't, I don't know how to spell it.
Koala.
K-O-A-L-A.
Yes.
K-O-A-L-A.
Thank you.
Koala.
Thanks, Liz. So it's right here. There it is. Okay. Good. Because that's coming through really, really a lot. So I'm really curious as to what, if they're matching what I'm getting, the feeling that I'm getting, you know. It says watch your diet and make sure that it primarily contains foods that are easily digested with a particular emphasis on green vegetables, herbs, and herbal supplements. Next time you have a glass of water before you drink it, say a prayer of gratitude and include a prayer for all waters of the earth. You need some relaxing time in your daily life, even for a few days. Maybe plan to get away. Beware of your emotions, yet somewhat detached from them, and keep them contained. Practice a slow breathing meditation with music, like twice a day for 10 minutes, and explore your interests in the shamanic arts and practices or healing arts and practices. And it really gets into water here. I don't know if you're into water, but this is a water sign, and they're saying that one of your assignments while you're on planet Earth is that you're supposed to care and clean up the waters, like maybe go to the beach and pick things up or something. But you have a remarkable ability for observing your feelings and are completely empathetic with others and in hooking into their drama. So you want to be careful about that. You need to have some periods of rest just to take every day. I mean, I had no idea this animal was all about this. So that's the message this animal is giving you, beware of your diet, take care of your diet, drink more water, do some meditation, relax, take time to relax every day. And if you're interested in any type of healing, get involved in that or get some healing for yourself. And it basically, I feel like maybe go to the beach and get some rest and relaxation. So that's what they're saying for you. For this animal is saying this for you. But in the meantime, my vibe was getting that I think you can just don't get too worried about what you said. That's the feeling I'm getting. Don't get worried about it. Don't worry.
Okay.
It'll be okay. Yeah. So I'll pass you right over to Peg.
Okay. Hello. I'm Peg. And the first thing I'm thinking is, if it does come up, it's just to be honest in a nice way, you know, and just say I was a bit disappointed, you know, but maybe, but I don't think it's going to, you know, and I would just. If you feel it does, you might just want to talk to your son too, you know, before something does come up, and, you know, and maybe he can help. I would get him involved if you have to, if it does, you know, just help him kind of, smooth things over for you, you know, because, you know, it was a lovely day, and I also think sometimes it's traditions, you know, it's traditional for the bride's family to do more, you know, but it's also nice to invite the groom's family to participate too. And maybe that just was completely overlooked, you know.
She says it wasn't intentional, but she helped. She planned and helped plan the whole bridal party. I wasn't even asked. I mean, but why you took the stepmom over the mom was hurtful.
Yeah. And, you know, that's hard. That's very hard. But I would just kind of try to let it go, you know, and a good angel to help you with that is Archangel Shemuel. He's all about helping us in all types of relationships. And, you know, just maybe doing some meditation with him will help you to smooth things over for yourself, too. Because, you know, you don't want it to fester in any way.
No, of course not.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you know, there's going to be a lot of good things that you are going to be involved in, you know. Maybe on her side there was more pressure, you know, for her to choose the stepmom, you know. You don't really know, and I don't really know at all. But, you know, I mean, there's always two sides to a story. So I would just, you know, I would just kind of just do some meditation, you know, and asking for peace and calm and just try to go on, you know, because I know, I feel like there's going to be a lot of other times when you will be truly included in different things. So, yeah, I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Hi, Andrea. It's Mary.
Hi.
Hi. So I thought, don't give it energy. So, you know, we bring about what we think about, right? So just give it love. Give the whole situation love, and it's not going to even be a problem. And if it does come up, like Peg and Jan said, I would just be honest. Listen, this is how I felt. You know, maybe next time can I be included? You know, there's going to be many more events I see that you're going to be included, just like Peg said. So don't think negatively. You know, it's not going to be anything to worry about, so don't worry about it, because that when you worry, you bring in that negative energy and attract that. So just send it love. And the card that I got for you, I decided to pull from the Keepers of the Light, and the two cards fell out for you. Faith, and it says humanity and benevolence. Stay calm, trust the good in yourself and in others, see the light in the world. And there's a beautiful heart. So, again, the focus is giving it love, that situation love, and it's going to resolve itself. And then the Holy Spirit card came out for you, and it says expect miracles. And it says remember that only love is real. Miracles will occur naturally. Spirit has your back. So, again, don't focus on it. And I just got, like, chills because Spirit does have your back. There's no need to worry about this situation. Nothing is wrong. You know, you just spoke your mind, you spoke your feelings to someone. And then they want me to read the card. It says, angels are dancing around you. Leave behind thoughts, memories, and feelings that are no longer serving you. And remember love, remember the love that you are. Move into your heart and allow that love to shine out into the world. Then miracles can happen. And if you were on the beginning of the show, that's what I spoke about, staying in our heart space, you know, focus on the love within. You know, it's such a beautiful message because that's what we have to do with all that's going on around the world. Just let go of that fear, let go of doubt, and just, you know, focus just on that heart space. You know, and when we all focus on that heart space, that's what we're giving out. Showing compassion to others, you know, leading with our heart first. So I don't see anything wrong happening with this. So don't even think about it. You know, and the angels have your back, so don't worry. And then I picked a card from the I Am affirmations, and it says, I am compassionate. And it says, I understand how important it is to have compassion not just for others, but for myself as well. I forgive myself for the times I may have let myself down. I forgive others for the same. I realize that, like me, everyone is doing the best they know with the tools they have. I am compassionate. So giving that situation compassion, forgiveness, right? Forgiving it, you know, whatever, if you feel like, you know, you were slighted, basically. So, I feel like everything is going to work out. And if anything, you know, telling them your true feelings is, you know, it does come out. But the angels have your back and there's no need to worry. So I'm getting a confirmation on that. So thank you so much, Andrea. I'll switch you over to Liz now.
Okay.
Hi, Andrea. This is Liz.
Hi.
Beautiful reading from all the other ladies so far.
Oh.
I have to say, I don't have too much different, and I'm perplexed because I'm like, I must not have been on the night that you called, I don't think. I usually will remember people, so either here nor there, anyhow. But like the other lady said, don't be upset by this. Don't think of her cousin going back as like a gossipy thing. You know, I think her cousin mentioned it. I think her cousin maybe knew other things were happening as well on you know, the bride's side. So I think that's why she, said it to her. And, you know, think about planning a wedding. It's kind of a stressful time.
Oh, yeah.
It takes a lot out of you. You know, you're not in the right energy. And then add to it this energy, right? So, I agree with the ladies. Don't give energy to it. You know, it's disappointing, but it was a beautiful day. And so don't want to, if you hold on to it, you're going to have that dark spot in that day all day long. And I feel just like the other lady said, you know, when this comes up, because it is going to come up, just talk honestly. Just say, you know, I felt this way, but, Peg touched on this. I got the energy of someone inserting themselves more instead of necessarily being invited. So I feel like the bride was not completely 100% happy with everything that went on. So give her some grace. And what I was getting is Jan was talking about the koala was, you know, look at it from a different perspective. Think back to when you were that age and you were doing things for the first time and you didn't know, right? We made mistakes. We forgot to ask people that we should have asked. And these things happen because we don't know, right? and we're trying to make everybody happy and we're not happy and, you know how the people pleasing goes at times in our lives. So, give her some grace in that respect. And I agree that you guys, I see so much happiness in the future. Because the first card I pulled out of the Energy and Spirit Oracle is number 16, and it's achievement. And it's this guy crossing the finish line with his arms in the air and this big yellow sunbeam around him. And I'm like, and it's completion and reward. So, you know, being understanding in this moment is going to bridge such a huge gap with the two of you and your future. It really is, because just think about when someone's able to extend that olive branch to you and say, you know, I understand, I was there, how powerful that is and how much more connected you feel to that person. And so I pulled you two cards out of my friend Michelle's brand new deck, and I almost started crying. and I'll give you the messages, and I'll do my best here. But it says, the first one is number 21, light is neutral energy. Through this light, you begin to see more clearly. And then the next one is number 16, and it says, light nourishes the opportunity for greater personal growth. So, you know, by like Mary said, giving this love, give this light to her in this moment, this is going to be such a big, big thing for the two of you and your son and everything that's to come. You know, as difficult as it was, just know there's so much more coming that this will be nothing. You won't even think about it. So I hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you.
We're so glad you called in, and we hope that everything goes just as wonderfully as that day for you.
Yeah,
and
it was nice. So. Everybody got along. All my exes, I mean my ex-husband, with all you know his family and relatives, and it was really beautiful. But you know, and it really was. So.
And that's what you want. So. But call us back and let us know how everything does.
I will.
We do love to hear
from
our
Thank
callers.
You. Yeah.
And we wish you the best. We send you a lot of love and light as you go through this. We know it'll be emotional still, but we will send you the help that we have had from our angels and to support you as you, you know, give some grace to her and go through this and just know that better times are coming. So
thank you.
Have a great evening. You're welcome.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Take good care.
Wow.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful. That was just amazing, Liz. I mean, everyone's readings are so amazing. I was just going to put in the chat room, but I'm just going to say it. The readings are just so beautiful. Gosh.
Oh. Well, emotion just started to come through on that one. It was, I mean, just, you know, there's going to be beautiful things. And, I mean, not only for their relationship, but for her, you know, personal growth, too. You know, it's going to be huge
uh-huh.
strides. And, you know, when you've done this work yourselves, right, every time you hit that next level, you're like, oh, my gosh, why did it take so long?
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm here. and you just feel lighter and better. So, what a great place to be and headed to for her. So, right. Well, I guess the energy's flowing, ladies. Are we ready to take our next caller?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Area code 417, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Area code 417.
Hello?
Did we hear something?
I don't. Can we try it again?
Did somebody say hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Who is this?
Hello, this is Diana. This is Diana.
Hi, Diana. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, thank you very much. I was very impressed with you ladies, so thank you very much for the positive vibes. I have a question. I am in a strange kind of a relationship with a man. We come from Europe, so it's a little bit more serious and it's a little bit more different. Yes, not so open-minded, a little bit more sense, a little bit more intellectual, but it has also other positive sides. And this person is, on one hand, very intense, and we get along intellectually very well, but on the other hand, he's insulting me. He keeps insulting me. And he comes from a very old, traditional German family, and he's grown up with very strict rules. His father just died. Since the last 6 months, there are a lot of negative things happening in his life. He had like 3 people dying and a lot of drama and got divorced and all kinds of things. And I have been there for him the whole time. They've been talking on the phone for 7 to 8 hours a day sometimes because he was so desperate. And I did it with pleasure because I like him. But what I dislike is that he insults me. So I don't know what's going on in his mind. I don't know. I don't know where I am.
He does what?
I don't know. I don't know exactly where I stand with him, you know.
He's
did I talk to you earlier today?
I'm sorry?
Did we talk earlier today, by any chance, in the messages?
Yes, we did.
What?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't expect you to sound like this for some reason. Isn't that funny? Okay.
Oh,
well, I'm so glad you called in. I'm so glad.
Yes, so.
Well, I gave you a little, you know, a little bit of reading there, and I just wanted to say I'm still feeling the same way, that this is a little bit rough on you. And I know he's going through a bad time, and I think you're so lovely to deal with him and be there for him. But then there comes a time, and this is what I was feeling earlier, is that you don't have to take any more of that behavior. And I feel like you might want to just take a break from him and even let him know that you don't like how he's treating you, and that you may want to just stop talking to him for a little while until he can change his behavior, or you could just step away from him completely. So that was the feeling I was getting, but I know how you want to, I know the kind of person you are and how you will be very loyal to your friends, but at the same time, it's not healthy for you to have to take the kind of energy he's giving you. And I'm getting the wolf. I was seeing the wolf for you. And I saw a wolf in my meditation before the show. So this is the one that I saw earlier. So I'm just going to tell you what the wolf says. Characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness. Make cooperation priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and deeply trust in your inner knowing, even when you feel misunderstood or misaligned. You're being spiritually and psychically protected now. You feel lost with regard to a relationship. And so now's the time to be with your family is what they're saying. And you have a strong sense of family and community and intuition and social.
I'm orphan. I don't have a family.
Okay. Well, whoever your family, you know, whoever your people are around you that you may be talking to, and I'm one of them, I think, stay close to them, and to avoid other confrontations, you need to, that's what they're saying, stay with your loved ones to avoid these other confrontations, and you are a natural born leader imparting knowledge based on all kinds of experience that you've had. You're also very at ease with your closest friends in most situations. But I'm feeling, the wolf is saying to protect yourself, really, is what I'm getting from the wolf. To protect yourself and to stay around people that you're close to, that you trust, and that it's not, you don't need to be taking the bullying from this person. You shouldn't have to take it. And so you can, my recommendation is to either walk away for a while and let him settle down and realize that he can't do this anymore, or else you're not going to be his friend, you know, because you don't deserve that, especially when you've been such a compassionate person towards him. So That's mostly what I'm feeling, and I think that he'll get the message too, you know,
Okay. Okay.
And it's up to you. I'm not going to tell you what you should, you know, I'm not going to tell you to totally let go of your friend. I know this is your friend. But I do feel that you have a right to just walk away for a while to let him know you're not going to have this anymore.
I just wonder if he is severely mentally sick, like if he has some kind of schizophrenia. Honestly, sometimes I have the feeling I'm talking to Mr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde.
Yeah.
This is so different.
Well,
so I'm wondering if he has some kind of...
Well, when we were talking earlier, I was getting that that he may have some kind of disability or disorder or something, or some kind of thing right now that he's going. Yeah, I didn't get a label or any kind of label, but I was getting some kind of like illness or something, or like he's not doing too well right now. And he's, yes.
Okay.
So I would, he probably needs, I don't know what he needs. I didn't do a long enough reading, but and so you need to protect yourself and just, you can only take so much of that, and then you just need to walk away and let him settle down, you don't need that.
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting. Take care of yourself,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm going to
hand you over.
Hello. I'm sorry. What's your name again? Oh,
Diana. My name's Diana. Yeah.
Diana. Okay. Hi, Diana. I agree with Jan. And, as far as, just is this someone that you're dating?
Well, yes and no. That is, he's talking about dating. We live in different cities, and it's a little bit complicated, and it was COVID time, and there were a lot of problems, but now it would be about dating, and now he's backing off, and I feel rejected, but now all of a sudden, I don't feel like dating him any longer, because he backed off when I was about to visit his city, and now I don't feel comfortable anymore. Now they're all alarm bells ringing when I think about it for some reason I don't understand.
And I would pay attention to that very much, because I feel like your higher self is telling you to really think about this, but also to trust what you're feeling. And the affirmation that I got was, I accept that my inner voice will always guide me correctly, and
okay.
I mean, I can think of all the times I didn't listen to my inner voice and I wish I did. It's about trusting that. And also, and it takes courage too. And that's the second card that I got. It's hard to say, maybe we need to take a break. Maybe we need a little rest from each other to think about what we really want, or just say, I need a break, just to be honest. The courage affirmation is, I find the inner strength to face fear with confidence. So it's all about, going with what you feel and doing what you feel is right, even though it can be really difficult too, So it's even like, try let's do some meditation, do some journal writing about, how you're feeling, the situation. And, just really, really go within and just really decide what it is you truly do want. And it sounds like you do know. Just sometimes you have to do what you don't want to do because, you know, you want to feel happy, and you know, if someone doesn't make you happy, then there's a problem, you know.
Yes, and well, this is exactly what's happening now. But, you know, there are also strange things happening sometimes, like when I work or I do something completely unrelated, all of a sudden I get this really heartache. I'm in a good health. I don't have any kind of reason to have heartache. And all of a sudden it's like a flash idea that he is arguing with somebody about me or something like this. And these are some kind of intuitions I get, and they sometimes freak me out, honestly, because I'm not thinking at him. I do not think at him. I do something completely different. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, I just get a flash like this, and it scares me.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe cutting the cords of, because he sounds like he's very connected with you, and it's not, I don't know if it's all that positive, you know.
Well, this is exactly what I fear. This is exactly what I fear, that he's connected with me, but not in a positive way. And I have this feeling during the last days more and more, and this is exactly why I have now some kind of
And the perfect mark. Angel for that is Archangel Michael. He's your protector. He'll keep you safe, and he'll come immediately, you know. And, you know, even asking him questions, you know, and just, you know, the feeling or the words that you may receive, you know, may really help you. And he will protect you. Also, finding a healer, you know, face-to-face that can help you with clearing what does not serve you would be really helpful, too, I think. And that can, because I've run into situations like that, too, and it did help me to help clear that for me, for myself. So I hope that helps, and I'm sure Mary and Liz have plenty of insight for you, too.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Hi, Diana and Mary. Hi. So I have to agree with all the ladies, what I wrote was trust what your gut is telling you, right? We need to understand that our bodies, our mind, body, and spirit warns us when there's something off. So connecting the dots, right? You're connecting the dots now. Obviously, that's something that you need to make a decision on, whether or not you're going to continue, you know, with this relationship. What I got for you, the card that I got from the Keepers of the Light was hope. And it's love and acceptance. Love is yours. Recognize your divine worth. Choose loving thoughts. Again, choose loving thoughts to yourself. Show yourself love, right? Because we need to love and respect ourselves, not to be in a situation like that where we're not worthy or we're not feeling worthy of the person or loved by the person. And then they want me to read from the book for you. So it says, hope is an angel who is dedicated to promoting the idea that we on earth are loved, cherished, and supported by the kingdom of heaven. She is all about helping us see the light beyond whatever darkness we are in. Traveling as part of a holy trinity, faith, hope, and charity, she helps us recognize that hope isn't about wishing for something good to happen or help to arrive, but trusting that support is already present. Hope is the twin flame of Archangel Gabrielle. She has a gentle presence, but she is absolutely glorious. She sings sweet harmonies to us, and these songs are waves of love, washing away anything that stands between us and self-love and acceptance. Angels are gathering round you in celebration that you are finally willing to see how loving and lovable you are. Hope is here with her legion of love angels, guiding you to see that you deserve loving relationships, loving experiences, and loving acceptance from the world around you. It seems that you are really already moving beyond the limitations that you once had in this department. But know that whenever you do question your worth, you can call on Hope to shine her golden light upon you. Your angels want you to know that they love and cherish you, and they're grateful that you're giving yourself the same support, which is love. Okay, so that is your beautiful message, and she's holding a lotus. So I feel like a lotus represents like spiritual enlightenment, purity, new beginnings, resurrection, rebirth, wisdom. You're getting that wisdom from your gut, right? Saying this is not right. Being more grounded to your roots, right? And once you tap in, call on the angel Hope to work with you, and faith and charity. I mean, they are amazing angels.
Jan, you know what? This is very funny. Thank you so very much, Mary.
You're welcome.
This is very, 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 not funny is the wrong word. It is very interesting that exactly Hope was for me there, and love, and I wrote everything down, and thank you very much.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you for calling, and I'll switch you over to Liz now.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Diana.
Hello.
Beautiful readings from all the other ladies so far, and of course I agree with them that, you know, we can't allow ourselves to be treated poorly. The golden rule is treat people the way you expect to be treated. If people are treating you in less than a way than you're treating them, then they're taking from you, right? They're really sucking off your energy. We have to put ourselves first. We have to make sure that we are, you know, taken care of fully before we, you know, start to give to other people. And if they're just taking and not helping to refill us, it's never going to be a good situation. And the first thing I wrote down is what you allow will persist. So, you know, whatever we allow someone to, anytime we allow anyone to treat us a certain way, when we allow it, they will continue to do it. And of course, at times they'll try to push it further, right? So boundaries are so important. And I agree with the other ladies. We're saying, you know, no, I'm not going to accept being treated this way, is what we have to do. And, you know, it's hard because most of us haven't been taught that, being, you know, in our childhood and whatever, depending on what's happened to us in life. We've been taught that, you know, we're not important, or that, you know, what we need doesn't matter, you know, whatever the case may be. But it does matter, and we are important, and we all need to realize that we are the first priority of our life. We are the first thing that we need to be fully in love with. We are the first thing we need to take care of before we love or take care of anyone else. So we really need to get back to that. And the first two cards I pulled for you, they actually popped out. The first one was number 5, Wisdom of the Magi and Mental Clarity. So, you know, you already are aware that he doesn't, you know, that you do get along in many aspects, but he doesn't always treat you well. He doesn't always make you feel valued or important. And that's important to you. You want to be valued. You want to be made to feel important, and that you are intelligent. So if someone is not going to treat you that way, then you don't have to accept it. And this is a very clear moment where they're saying, you know, here's this test. Are you seeing it? What way do you want to lose this time?
Okay.
And And it goes right along with the energy of the new moon and the solar eclipse, too, right? It's about the ending of cycles and the rebirth. And so the second card that came out of the deck was number 21, Archangel Zadkiel, and it's about self-acceptance, compassion, and forgiveness. So this is a time for you to show yourself self-love, to give yourself the love and the comfort that you needed from parents as a child, that you needed growing up when things were hard and there was no one there for you, right? Give yourself that love and acceptance. Know that it's okay. Know that there's nothing wrong with you. You know, love yourself and say, you know what, you are perfectly imperfect just the way you are. This is exactly how you're meant to be. There's nothing wrong with you, and you are wonderful, and you deserve all the great things. So, you know, this is that time. The time is for you to spend with you, falling in love with you. And then the last card that I pulled out for you is from my friend Michelle's deck, and it's number 20, and it's compassion is one of your strengths through light. So, you know, you have this person and you care about him, and that's wonderful because we should care about people. We should have compassion for other people. But when they don't refill our cup and they're not able to reciprocate to us, and not that we have to do everything looking for something in return, but if we're not getting an energy exchange from that person, and maybe just right now he can't do the exchange, maybe later he will be able to, you know, maybe a couple months down the road, he'll be able to move back into that energy field. Maybe he is just going through something, but right now he can't, and that's okay. So it's time for you to just send him love and compassion on that way, you know, through prayer, right? Send your thoughts, send love and light to him, but you don't have to, you know, you don't have to allow your energy to be consumed by him. So, you know, allow yourself some space and, you know, make sure you get what you want. You deserve what you want out of a relationship, you know, to be treated the way that you want to be treated. It's not too much to ask. It's not unrealistic. It's very, very attainable. So I hope that helps you, Diana. We wish you all the best, especially in this wonky energy. And give us a call back and let us know how things go.
Yes, I will. I will. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you called.
Have a great
in.
Evening.
Thank you.
Wow. My gosh, ladies, it's already after 9.
I know. Time flies.
It really went fast tonight.
Did you get the numbers, Mary, or should I quickly jump?
I am getting the numbers right now. I think I got everyone. Yeah. I just wanted to say, you know, that it's just a reminder for everybody that, you know, the vibration we give out to out is what we bring in, right? So we need to be in the vibration of love, self-care, caring for ourselves, you know, in order to bring that in to our existence, you know, not being in lack of. So that's really, really important. And, you know, it's a lesson that we've all learned, you know, and we all have to learn.
Exactly.
In lifetime, you know, it's really important.
I'm still learning.
You know, it's just a reminder for all of us, you know. Sometimes I have to remind myself first, me first, then everybody else.
Yes.
You know? I need to focus on me. So, you know, it's just a reminder. I just wanted to say that in closing. Yeah. And what a beautiful show, ladies. Just
absolutely
a reminder that all the callers on hold, if you call next week and you're one of the, you know, if you call next week, we'll pick you up first. So those callers that are on hold now, I have your numbers and I will pick you up first. So I'm just going to rewrite them. Okay. Yes, I got them all. So if you call next week, I will pick you guys up.
All right. Well, good night, ladies. It was wonderful, as always.
Have a good week.
Yes, it has been amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes. You too. Don't forget to get outside and steep for the next week as the energy persists.
Yeah.
A little ground and hydrate.
Nice. Yeah. Lots of grounding.
Ground and hydrate.
Yeah. Yes. Hydration.
Yeah.
Thank you.